Welcome to this latest edition of ILTA's Ask the Expert podcast series. I'm Chrissy Cole with ILTA, and we're here with Stuart Dodds, the Director of Global Pricing and Legal Project Management at Baker & McKenzie. We're happy to have you here, Stuart.
Thanks very much. Thanks for asking.
The customer is always right is a mantra most of us are familiar with, but providing exemplary customer service to clients within legal requires direction, advice, transparency, and much more. In an increasingly competitive landscape, law firms need to recognize the needs of their clients and how every aspect of their operations affect clients. Stuart, how can a firm's internal processes affect a client's level of satisfaction?
It's a great question. I think probably my perspective is going to be maybe slightly different to some of the listeners here because, you know, given my focus on pricing and project management, which are obviously two very key themes for our clients, my perspective is going to come from that angle. I think the key thing here is that clients are expecting law firms to have very efficient processes. They don't want to see inefficiency in their providers, the law firm providers' processes, because they themselves as clients have spent considerable effort trying to improve their own processes. That in turn comes down to how we manage matters, how we reuse materials, and how we share those materials within our organizations. And it's also down to how we manage the client as well. The client needs you to be responsive. They need you to be very aware of their issues and their concerns and to proactively work with them through established processes to get the right result.
How does a firm's technology play a role in providing exemplary customer service to clients?
I'll give you an example. Again, in my area, it's evolving. There is a number of project management suites out there that a number of firms are providing, less so in the pricing area. But actually, from a technology perspective, the key thing that certainly I see, and one thing that we see a lot of value in here, is the use of collaboration sites, so things like Microsoft SharePoint, for example. That provides the client with the transparency of what's going on a matter. It can provide transparency in terms of key actions that need to be done. It makes the overall process much more efficient, particularly on larger matters, and particularly those matters that may be across multiple jurisdictions or multiple locations. And that's something that we see a lot of interest in from clients. And that's probably the most explicit example of how technology can certainly help in our area in managing that matter. But obviously, a firm's technology helps in other ways. I mean, obviously, you know, if we go down to the brass tacks, when it comes around to issuing the bill or processing the bill or where it comes down to actually having a customer relationship management system in place, so technology can help in a number of different ways.
And what are the top three things a firm can do to improve client satisfaction?
I think the first one is be responsive, be accessible to the client. One of the big bugbears of clients is trying to get hold of a lawyer and they just can't get hold of them by email, whether it be by telephone or whatever that would be. The second thing is being client-focused. There's a tendency for people in law firms sometimes to think, well, we know what the answer is. Well, we maybe don't. I think sometimes we need to make sure that we are always focused on the client. Ultimately, the client is the one who determines the value of the services that we provide. It's the client's concerns that we're trying to address, and obviously we have expertise that can help shape that thinking as those of us in the legal profession, but continue to be client-focused, I think, is the second one. And the third one is engage in proactive discussions. Think about ways to do things better with the client. Don't be shy asking for feedback about what can we do better, what worked well, how can we improve something the next time. Clients appreciate that. Clients are now, I think, probably increasingly becoming to expect that. And to be honest, we should be doing that. It comes back to being responsive and being client-focused. We should be not shy to say, there's maybe a different way to do something. What do you think? You know, if I take my area of pricing, for example, you know, as you're aware and many of our listeners are aware, there's a great tendency on alternate fee agreements, AFA, so things that are not done on an hourly basis. You know, we should be proactively suggesting those to our clients to say, look, we think option A may give you better value than option B, but let's discuss rather than thinking the answer.
Well, that's definitely some wonderful insight for our listeners. Well, let's go ahead and wrap things up by thanking our listeners today. We hope you can join us again next time. And Stuart, we really appreciate you sharing your time and input with everyone.
Thanks again.